question was asked, we find in the book of Judges, that during the war with Sisera, there was a woman named Yael, the wife of Hever the Cainite, and the question is, was she Jewish or not? So we have sources that support both sides, both answers. If we want to say that she was Jewish, we find that she was from the family of Yitro, and in Divrei Yamim, in Chronicles, it says that the leader of the Jewish people, Ya'avetz, which is another name for Otniel ben Kenaz, prayed to Hashem that he should send him pious students, and Hashem sent him the descendants of Yitro to be his disciples in the Judean desert. So that certainly sounds like they were Jewish. Chazal say that Yitro, because he came close to Israel, because he came close to the Torah, his descendants sat on the highest court of Israel in Lishkat HaGazit. That certainly sounds like at least some of them converted and were Jewish. So that supports that. Furthermore, we find that when she is praised, so Devorah says about her, she is more praised than the matriarchs. And she wasn't Jewish? Sounds a little bit far-fetched. It says, when Devorah wants to describe the time period in her song, she says, "Bimei Shamgar ben Anat," in the days of the Jewish judge, Shamgar ben Anat, "Bimei Yael," in the days of Yael. If she was a non-Jewish woman who was living on the outskirts of Israel, it doesn't sound like you would call it the days of Yael. Usually you call the days after the leaders. So that's supportive of the understanding that Yael was Jewish, and that her family converted. On the flip side of that, we find that when Shaul was going to war against Amalek, he sends word to the Cainite, to the family of Yael. He says, "I'm about to attack Amalek. Why don't you guys move? We don't want to kill you in the process of fighting Amalek. You were so kind to Israel. You were so kind to us." What do you mean? You need excuses? Why not to kill a Jew? What's he telling them? If they were all converted, so then why does he have to give a whole explanation? You guys did kindness with us, we don't want to hurt you. The Talmud discusses that what Yael did was Avera Lishma. And over there, there's a broad discussion about this idea. Was when Yael invited Sisera into the tent, so we have two opinions among our sages. One opinion says she was intimate with him numerous times to wear him down before she killed him. Another opinion says, no, God says nothing inappropriate happened between them, and she still killed him. But the Talmud goes with the opinion that that she was intimate with him numerous times. And then the Talmud goes into the question of, can a married woman do that? The Talmudic discussion seems to be treating her like a Jewish woman. So we have sources indicating in both directions. There's a medrash that says Rabbi Akiva was Ben Gerim. He was a descendant of Sisera and Yael. So that certainly sounds like Yael was not Jewish. If Rabbi Akiva was a descendant, and Rabbi Akiva, his father or grandfather, had been a ger, a convert to Judaism, that certainly sounds like Yael was not Jewish. And the final source we have is in the end, in Jeremiah, in Yirmiyahu, the Navi speaks about Yonadav ben Rechav, a descendant of Yitro, and the Navi says you should learn from him because his children are going to last, because he left them a tradition not to drink wine and not to live in houses. They only live in tents. Not so clear, but it doesn't seem from Yirmiyahu like Yonadav ben Rechav was Jewish. Seems like he gave his family these two points. These two points were a heritage which he left. In the Talmud, one can argue that he was Jewish. Now the Talmud discusses how one can obligate his descendants. Ben Rechav. It says that Rabbi Yossi was a descendant of Yonadav ben Rechav. So again, you have to ask, was Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta a convert? I'm unaware of a source that says he was a convert. So that certainly sounds like Yonadav ben Rechav was Jewish. His father was Rabbi of Tzipori, Chalafta. So again, you have to go back and say someone along the lines converted. Well, when did that happen? So again, we have sources in both directions, and that's why I'm uncertain as to whether Yael, again, the Medrash that says Rabbi Akiva was her descendant and he was a ger, that certainly sounds like she did not convert. So I'm giving you the sources in both directions that I know of, and I don't know what the answer is.
Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gerim, how was he connected?
Not connected.